One of the oldest structures in Northwest Arkansas is being saved thanks to the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale. Ozark's at large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us to the recently restored, newly opened historic Shiloh Meeting Hall that's located along the banks of Spring Creek.
A sprinkler waters an expanse of new lush green sod this morning surrounding the newly renovated brilliant white Shiloh Meeting Hall located along Huntsville Avenue in East Springdale. The two-story structure looks almost new, but it was built nearly 150 years ago in 1871 by the community of Shiloh in the heart of what would become Springdale as a commonly shared religious and civic structure surrounded by farms and orchards. The original front door still hangs in place and opens with a twist of the enamel white knob. Inside is evidence of just how three churches shared in construction of the old meeting hall, the Shiloh Regular Baptist Church, founded 1840, also called the Primitive Baptist Church, the Methodist Episcopal Church, founded 1852, and Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, established in 1870. The Springdale Masonic Lodge, number 316, also pitched in. They met on the second floor. The church is on the main floor downstairs. Shiloh Museum of Ozark History Assistant Director Carolyn Reno, who also manages collections, says the three church groups actually got along.
You know, they shared different days of the week to hold their services. And there was all, and then the Masons had their meeting times. But there was, you can pick up in their records, you can pick up a little friction, but sometimes. In fact, there's one window on the original building that got turned into a door that enters the stairway, and that was to resolve some conflicts between the Masons coming and going and the church people. So they figured out ways to work around some of their "we're in the building now, you're in the building next" kind of situations.
The cost to build Shiloh Hall in the 1870s, $973. From all locally sourced materials.
We do know that when they were going to construct this building that they met with other members of the different churches and decided to pool resources. So there was a pooling of money at that point. Now I think later on the other churches probably took their money that they raised so they could construct separate buildings, because one by one they peeled off until it was just the Primitive Baptist still in this building.
Shiloh Primitive Baptist Church dissolved in 1928. That's when the Women's Civic Club of Springdale leased the hall, the second floor, for several years. By 1935, Springdale's Independent Order of Odd Fellows, New Era Lodge number 36, bought the building and property for back taxes. The Odd Fellows and Women's Auxiliary, Rebecca Lodge number 28, also occupied the building. In 1985, the Odd Fellows decided to donate Shiloh Hall to Shiloh Museum of Ozark History.
They had to go through the National Odd Fellows Association and do all this paperwork, but it did come to the city and Shiloh Museum as a department of the city to take care of the building, passed it on to us.
But there was one major stipulation, says Shiloh Museum Director Alan Lord.
Yes, when the Odd Fellows decided they could no longer care for the building, the Shiloh Museum had had a great relationship with them, and so they worked out a policy, and that's with former director Bob Beesom, that they would give it to the city and thereby to the museum with the stipulation that we renovate it and make it usable again within 20 years and that the Odd Fellows would be able to meet here. Since that time, the lodge here is dissolved, but should another lodge ever come into being, we certainly would have them meet here.
Shiloh Meeting Hall, listed on the National Register of Historic Places in the summer of 1975, remained intact but idle up through the early 2000s.
When we came in, we did an inventory of all the material. We secured lots of their original record books. This particular Oddfellow Lodge in Springdale became sort of a central lodge in this part of the state when the other lodges in other towns started to die out in the 20th century. So sometimes their record books came to this lodge. So besides the Springdale Lodge, and I should say the Rebecca's, which is the women's side of the Oddfellows, we also have lodge records from the county, Washington, and a few from Benton County.
The museum also acquired all the Oddfellows regalia. But again, in exchange, the museum has been required to raise a lot of money to renovate and rehabilitate the structure, says Alan Lord.
The exterior was rehabilitated to the circa 1900 look of the building. The inside, of course, had to be modernized with modern lighting, heating, air conditioning, security, and those things. But much of what you'll see inside is still original to the building, including the walls themselves. This is 1871 lumber from what is today Hobbs Estate, the old Van Winkle timber mills. It's the same wood that was used to build Old Main, except we were 3 years earlier.
The windows are all original, with the exception of a few replacement panes. The floor has been refinished. The original hardwood plank wall and ceiling whitewashed. The museum, however, has preserved several interior original surfaces under glass for visitors to check out.
And what it has behind the glass is some of the original paint surfaces that we uncovered when we were moving old 70s paneling, 1940s wallboard. We got down to the paint layers. And so some of this is original to the Primitive Baptists, and some of it is the doings of the Oddfellows and Rebeccas.
The surface of a pillar is also under glass, on which you can see scrawled ancient penciled figures and messages. The old kitchen has been gutted, a new one installed in the back of the hall, along with two modern gender-neutral bathrooms. A few artifacts were discovered during renovation.
I know one thing we found upstairs that I think is one of Al's favorites was a little stogie, partly smoked stogie that somebody had kind of stuck under the stage upstairs in the Oddfellow rooms.
Also preserved are two original wooden tabletops on which century-old advertisements were painted, which now hang on the back wall of the hall. Alan Lord says a historic structures report had to be generated by a credentialed historic preservation architect to provide renovation guidance.
And then it was a matter of starting the plans, figuring out what we wanted to do here, deciding what era we wanted to be, and looking, of course, at costs. So those plans have moved along since 2005, and the outside of the building and the roof were completed in 2008. The inside of the building was completed in 2017, and the exterior ground, signs, fencing, drainage, things like that, was completed just this year. So we were able to formally open the main floor of the building on June 30th of this year.
Total cost to renovate and restore Shiloh Meeting Hall, Lord says, is estimated at $1.3 million, $500,000 from City Council, a portion from the Walton Family Foundation, and the rest from generous museum patrons.
In all of Northwest Arkansas, the museum serves six counties, Benton, Washington, Madison, Newton, Boone, and Carroll counties. In those six counties, there are a couple dozen buildings on the National Register for age. And while there are about 24 or so buildings that are older than this building, there is no public building still existing that's older than this building. So those were all built as residences, as homes. They may have a different use now, but this building was built as a public place, and it's the earliest one in all of Northwest Arkansas.
We were not allowed upstairs for now, so stepped outside to take a look.
From the second floor, you can look out and see for miles and see East Mountain. And those people, to me, when I'm on the second floor, I think of them having hand-built this building and looking out to see the hills and farms and the small town around them, and the pride they must have had, amazing what they've done. And even today, until recently, when the few two-story buildings in Springdale, and still, because of where it's located, has a really good view of all of Springdale.
A large parking lot's been installed to accommodate public events. The historic hall is available to the public to rent for special events, and the public can tour the hall during the museum's golden anniversary celebration, which continues with a special family gathering September 22nd, featuring cake and ice cream, old-time games, a photo booth, and a scavenger hunt from 2 to 4 p.m. The event is free, but tickets must be reserved in advance. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
We posted a slideshow of the restored Shiloh Meeting Hall on ozarksatlarge.com.